Today is Sunday, January 6, 2019. Wow. And new moon happened actually at 8:28 yesterday, but we're celebrating it today. So welcome, everybody. I don't know if anybody wants to kind of just say hi, say their name on the recording, state any kind of intentions or wishes or heart's desires that you have in mind. Norman's in one room, and I'm in our treatment room, and I'm looking at Yogananda's pictures, because actually Yogananda's birthday was yesterday, the same day as, for those of you who are body talkers, John Beltheim's birthday. So, kind of fun. And today is my beloved's birthday, Norman. So, it's been a busy first of the year for me. So, as far as intentions, I'm going to wait and see what shows up as we go along. If anybody else wants to say their intentions, I will be still now, so you can. Nice. I kind of like actually that. You know, because I kind of feel like that's what this year is. You know, I know this is an arbitrary year. We just kind of make it a linear thing, but it does have a morphic energy, and it's strong. So, and I will share my friend Mark Youngblood for this year says numerologically in Kahuna, Hawaiian teachings. It's a 3-year, and a 3-year is kind of like stamp, done deal. So whatever you start this year, if you start it with full heart and full focus, and I'm going to just add full, you know, just full integrity around this is what your heart's calling you to do, then it's like done deal. And I love that, because those of us who have been on these calls for many, many years have heard and have watched the process of, we keep thinking, oh, in the beginning stages of these new moon sessions, it was kind of like, it's going to happen now, it's going to happen now. And what I've realized is throughout the years, we are obviously evolving, but we are developing a new way of being in terms of time, which is ironic with the whole calendar. But for me personally, I have recognized that time and space are like I'm partnering with them. You've heard me talk about resources and partnering with your resources instead of using them. It's more reciprocal energy, and it is sustaining for both yourself and the resources. And so I feel like that's where I'm coming from, and that's where we're evolving to, all of us. And it feels like a space of just allowing and seeing what's going to happen, what's going to transpire, and being more available to our heart's desires. Because I feel like many of us energetically have been ready, ready, ready. And even Abraham Hicks talks about being ready to be ready to be ready to be ready. And quite frankly, I think it's time to get over that, being ready to be ready, be ready, be ready. I think it just means be available, be available. So it's time to be available for our heart's calling, because our heart's calling comes from the divine, not from our mental constructs. It comes through our mental constructs, but not from it. And so it's really about allowing that process. So for me, that's, I guess, my long-winded tirade about this is my intention for this year. Anybody want to add to that?
No, I'm totally on board with that.
Great. Thank you. It's great when more of us, one or more come together, miracles happen. That's why we're here. Come together, build community, connect, and allow miracles to not happen, because they're always happening, but allow us to be available for those miracles. So, and it begins. So with that breath, everybody just take a nice big breath and a big exhale. Thank you. And for those who haven't been on the call before, this is a session, and it is a session that comes through me. It actually comes through all of us. So if I'm going to, I like to leave it, the channels open, if the sounds are acceptable. In other words, as long as there's not too much noise that we can't be heard. So if you want to mute yourself, hit star 6 and then hit star 6 to unmute yourself if you feel called to, if something needs to come through you. If it gets too noisy, I'll just mute everybody and then just hit star 6 if you want to be heard. Okay. So that breath for me is really that connecting to the inner space, making more space to allow for our presence and our being to be available no matter what the rhythm of our life. Many of you know me as a dancer, and I've been practicing five rhythms a lot. And the dance rhythms of five rhythms are coming up as part of this right now, not just because I've been doing them, but because they really are a rhythm of life. And the rhythms start out as flowing and coming into life. And then we step into the staccato, and that is the masculine linear, got to get things done mode. And then we go into chaos, which is masculine and feminine, and a little bit crazy. And like 2018 was a chaos year. So a lot of stuff happened. It was a lot of everything just being thrown up in the air, and let's see what settles to the ground after it gets viewed up. And I feel like that's how we all came into 2019 with, whoosh, wow, we made it through chaos. And when you come to the other side of chaos, you come to the lyrical, that's the lighthearted. So it's like really stepping into that lightness of being, which I feel is the light that shines through us. And then stillness. And they're not a linear rhythm either. They're happening all the time within us. And that's kind of what I feel is happening. It's like this space is being opened within us so that we can be available to be in our world and in our lives no matter what comes. And yes, we may get tired. It's been a crazy first of the year for me, but it's been great. We may get tired, but we don't get derailed and knocked down. It's kind of like that bounceability coming back up. And the guides like to give humor. I just kind of get the image of Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Bouncing, bouncing, bouncing energy. But he can be a bit like chaos. But it's also a bouncing back. So it's stepping into that space of courage. And the courage is the courage of the heart. It's this ferocious courage, but it's not a combative courage. It's a courage that is just so present in stillness, in no matter what's going on in the external environment, which can sometimes include our mental constructs, that it's just present. It's just there. Nice. So it's about building a better foundation for a new way of being in our world. We've been talking about the new earth for a very long time. And everything seems like probably the opposite to so many of us with the external environment, but it's really not. It's really just bringing to light. Things are moving. Life is happening. And how available are we for it? And so we are being made more available for life. So funny, because I see this like ping pong back. It's not a ping pong, but it's been like a volley of confusion. And it's that whole dynamic of natural versus this versus that versus, and it's time to let go of the versus. It's time to time. Time is actually informing me of this now, because I love that. Thank you. It's kind of like time is by my right side, space is by my left side, but they kind of spin around. So time is like saying, you know, it's time to be open. It's time to be available. It's time to recognize that, yes, it appears we live in a world of duality. It appears like we are born and then we die. And we do. And yet, there's a whole lot of life in between that we often miss because we're too busy focusing on either the trauma of our birth or the fear of our death. And so it's time to live that space in between, full out, full on. Not in terms of, there's an old, I don't know this poem, but there's an old story about showing up, the Velveteen Rabbit, like showing up at the end of life, like tattered and torn. And we can, but to show that you're loved doesn't mean you have to be torn apart and ripped to pieces at the other end. So I'm open to a whole new way of being, and that's what's happening in these. It's like opening all of us up to a whole new way of being that doesn't have to be so harsh. It can be like, wow, but, oh, okay. I'm okay. I didn't lose an arm and a leg. Lovely. Just stepping into that space of pure presence, pure availability, no matter what's going on around you. And I have to laugh because every time I do these sessions, there's like a helicopter that always comes by our house. It cracks me up. So it doesn't matter. I'm just spinning the light. And just bringing that presence to just be available in this space, no matter what the external disruption. That's taken me into the belly, to the gut brain. Into the gut brain and the belly. And then I just got a picture of Hotai, you know, Hotai, the laughing Buddha with the big belly. And that doesn't mean you got to get a big belly. That means you have a lot of chi. You're full, you're filled, you're fulfilled. And that's really how we want to be. We want to come to this place of fulfillment where we are allowing ourselves to be filled from the inside out by the presence that actually wants to come through us. Instead of trying to force it and eke it out bit by bit by bit by what we think we're supposed to do or be, or what others tell us we're supposed to do or be. So it's tapping into that inner authority in such a way where it's like, listen, listen, listen. I'm tapping really hard with my thumb for some reason on the brow chakra, the third eye. Listen. And now the heart, listen. And now the belly, be from this place. Nice. And now I feel like there's an unwinding going on, kind of like an unraveling of the neck and the head. To disentangle some cords that have been choking us. It's like I have this image of a choking vine that's been growing around us, literally from our roots up through our body, and choking or strangling or constraining the availability of how available are you? Are you 360 degrees available, or are you 80 degrees available? So it's opening up, again, that availability and that range of motion in our ability to sense the world around us. And recognize how that sense, that smell, that taste, that even that speculation, how those thoughts come through. Recognize that they are coming through our filters, and instead of jumping on them or spasming because of them or becoming paralyzed or running mad, we take a breath, a pause, create some space, and ask ourselves, our inner being, how does this relate to me? How does this relate to me? And that's creating a sense of stability in the 360, in the development of the 360 degree awareness. And even using that term is, again, coming through words. So there is the dynamic of, yes, that it's bigger than 360 degrees. Just 360 degrees is the best description we can come up with right now. How available are you in that range of motion, in that range of sensing? And how willing are you to look at it, see how it relates within, breathe through it and let it go, if it no longer applies to you. Recognizing that, yes, it all applies to us, but how much of it is really yours to address? That's a really good question to actually ask ourselves every time something comes through. How does this relate to me? And is this mine? And if it's not mine, thank you very much. I blow you away to the wind. You can return back to where you came from. I have no desire to play in the muck and the mud in the garbage bin that's not mine anymore. So, we all have that option. Night. That's bringing in up our energy boundary, and it feels like there is new skin forming. New skin forming within our bodies, in the fascia, in the bodies, between the parts, the organs, the endocrines, the body parts, even the cells, and the parts of the cells. So it's like developing new skin, new fascia, as well as developing new fascial energy. So it's about really rearranging the molecules and the anatomy and the energy of our structure, our boundaries. To give us more breathing space. To give us more time by giving us more pause. So we don't have to rush through the breath in such a way that we don't even have time for breathing. So how can we have time for anything or anyone? Bringing back that availability. Availability seems to be the key word today. One of the key words I hear. One of the key words. Don't get so linear, I hear. Okay. So, sensuality is coming up now in this building of this new foundation, this new construct of humanity. For those of us, well, it's all happening anyway, but for those of us who are willing to receive it gracefully and gratefully, in this new receiving of this new construct, it's like a new way of relating that goes back to the heart. In the heart brain. A new way of relating is opening up a new availability also in our senses and in our sensuality. Oh, I love that. It's like pulling together the senses into the sensuality. And it's always been there anyway, but it's been so distorted. Either twisted, perverted, distorted, absent. So it's tapping into that sensuality of living, sensuality of being, sensuality of awakening, awakening sensuality. Lovely. And that's working with the sense organs. Which show up on the gross level as the nose, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, and the hands. But in the subtle level, it's in every aspect of our being. So tapping into that multidimensional aspect of being that we actually are. Ah, this is lovely. In the sensuality, it's tapping into this multidimensional aspect of being that we are, and it's like, I don't know, my fingers are doing something like I'm playing a piano, which I've always wanted to do, but I can't. So it's like it's tapping into that in such a way to help us recognize that we are multidimensional beings, even though we appear to be in this one dimension and in this duality. And yet, and so we've always been in these multidimensions, but it's been disorienting more often than not. And it feels like if we are willing to be with it, and if we are open to be with it and open to receive it, then it is going to happen in such a way where it's not about having to linearly define where you are, but you'll recognize instead of being scattered through time and space, like many of us have felt and actually been, it's to bring us. And in body talk language, it's a defrag of time and space, a defrag of our actual being, every aspect of our actual being in time and space. In other terms, it's really about just awareness, awareness of where we are in time and space without having to define it, but recognizing, oh, I'm over here now. And it doesn't mean I've left here. It just means I get to be here now, and it just makes or just opens up more possibilities. And our bodies are being informed of and built and newly awakened in such a way where it doesn't derail us. It doesn't, may cause a momentary disorientation. There might be some, this is so funny the way it's coming through, mere momentary disorientation, might have a moment of dizziness, but it's not like, oh my God, I have to go to the ER now. It's instead, whew, what a ride that was. Where am I now? It's beautiful, actually, if we can come from that space, whew, what a ride that was. Where am I now? And take a breath, moment of pause, and then it becomes clear. So our nervous systems are being rewired to be available in that space to come through the other side of the PTSD that has been prominent in this world, in this dimension up to this time and space. So for us to be available to step through PTSD, not out of it, not trying to avoid it, it's coming through to the other side, feeling instead of fragmented and disoriented and scattered through time and space, feeling like, wow, what a ride that was, and thank God I'm the other side of that. Doesn't mean it won't happen again, but thank God I'm the other side of that. So it's really resiliency. Resiliency, adaptability, tapping into those ways of being, the cellular construct, being informed in a whole new way. Oh. Nice. That's working now with the brain stem. Not just the brain stem, the whole reptilian brain, the whole base of the skull, even the structure of the skull. Don't worry, we're not going to grow square heads. It's just opening up the spaces, making more room. Aligning moment by moment by moment from the top of the head to the base of the skull, inside the head, from the top of the spine, every articulation down the spine, to the sacrum, to the root, to the coccyx, to the rudder of the spine that has felt twisted, tied up in knots and scar tissue, broken off on many. It's like bringing some directional guidance into the spine, into the central nervous system, that allows an ease. And not only an ease, because what I'm being informed with is we've had this ease, but we haven't had the structure to be available for this ease up to this point. So truly, we are receiving support to align that structure in a way where we can hear it, see it, smell it, taste it, touch it, feel it, breathe it in and let it go. Nice. So, I'm getting stop and take a drink. So, if you're feeling that call, I recommend it as well. Hydration. And gratitude and appreciation for the waters of life, the waters in our intercellular fluid, the waters in our central cerebral spinal fluid, the waters in our blood, the waters in our lymphatic, the waters in our body and the waters in the body of the earth, which always I am reminded to call and appreciate easy water, which for me is simply pure water, pure life, pure light that is never tainted. And it is always available. So the question is, are we? And I am personally saying yes. Good. And now I'm linking the frontal bone, the mastoid processes of the head. To the hypothalamus and thalamus, and to the sutures of the cranium, the sagittal suture, to all of the sutures of the head. Again, it's creating space there. It's stability and space at the same time. It feels like there's been a misunderstanding at the soul level in many of us and the cell level on all of us of space and stability being contrary to one another. It's almost like the molecules felt and thought, the thinking body was like, okay, so at the molecular level, it had to be really tightly compacted. So what that created was a jamming instead of space for the rivers to flow, space for the cerebral spinal fluid to flow, space for the interstitial fluid to flow. Space allows for stability. Nice. And all of the rhythms then have the space to remember their correct rhythm. So we have a cranial rhythm. We have a rhythm of the heart. We have circadian rhythms. And they have been compressed on some level in such a way. And that's actually created this tension that created this sympathetic nervous system, paralysis, fight, flight, PTSD syndrome, anxiety of the heart. So it's like, oh, yes. I remember now. How good that feels. Yes. What I'm getting is everybody just holds their palms upright and imagine that a light is coming down from the heavens and just filling you up from the palms, up your arms, until it just kind of fills up the spaces inside of your whole body with light. Nice. Then if we can all imagine, we don't all know who's on the call, but it doesn't matter. We can all hold our left palm up and our right palm down. And we can all just imagine all of us on the call and those of us who are present by spirit. And just imagine that we're all in this big circle of life. And someone is to the left of you with their right hand in down in your upward facing left hand. And your right palm is facing down in someone to your right with their left palm up. And just breathe into that for a moment. And imagine that we're sending the energy that's coming from the heavens through us out, and it's also going down into the earth, by the way, and it's going both ways, but imagine this energy is circulating, and imagine this energy circulating through you out your right arm into the hand of the person to your left and all the way around the circle. So we're spinning our energies together in such a way that we are creating space, building momentum, clearing energy, harmonizing, synchronizing with one another. And this energy is coming through our heart center out the palms of our hands to one another and from one another. And then when it feels right, when it feels harmonized, bring your hands to namaste or prayer pose in front of your heart and bow your head to one another, because we just very much connected. And then tap your head and your heart and your belly and breathe that in. I just had a funny image. It's like a cartoon image. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it, but it's like a Kleenex going through our ears, and like like we're just kind of cleaning our head space. Cleaning the space between our ears, opening up the channels and the pathways so that our hemispheres are connected and our senses are connected and our head is connected to our bodies. And our bodies are connected to the bodies of our lives. And those bodies are connected to the bodies of the planet that we call our home. With the awareness of it is all connected, and we are all home at all times, wherever we are. And no one has the power to take us out of that space except us. And so now it's like clearing this space around our faces and around our senses that says, hey, I didn't say yes to that. Or, I did say yes to that. That's good. So in other words, it's really connecting us to this ability to make clear decisions. So discernment between the brains, between the bodies, between the qualities and the aspects of our beings, which are so multidimensional. There's no way we can actually linearly keep tabs on them. But it's about no longer trying to keep tabs on them. It's about really, really coming from this inner listening space. And acting on, taking action from that listening space. And it's about clarification and learning when to take action and when not to take action. When to be still and when to move forward. Or get out of the way when the duck. So it's really about that discernment and that awareness and that agility. All of those abilities, that agility, stability, flexibility, pliability, all of those abilities that have been diminished or been restricted and rigidified in many ways by culture, history, family, rules that appear, that seem to be necessary, and sometimes they are. A rule of gravity is not a bad idea when we're walking around, but it is a bad idea if that's how we define ourselves and we start defining ourselves by gravity as taking its toll on us. Gravity says, that's not me. I'm here to support, just like everything in the universe. So in our awareness, it's about really focusing and paying attention to how we speak, what we speak to, what we feel is true for us, and paying attention to our speech and what we truly are energizing and saying yes to, because quite frankly, our thoughts, we can't control our thoughts, but we can control which thoughts we focus on, which thoughts we give energy to, which thoughts we, whether we're fighting against them or fighting for them. We can control whether we're fighting or whether we're being. Whether we're allowing. It's all available to us. That's what I'm hearing. It's all available. Everything in this world is available to you. Choose. So it's tapping into choice. It's tapping into decision-making availability, which has been thwarted and stunted for all of us. So it's like getting clarity. It doesn't mean not second-guessing, but it does mean paying attention to how quickly we catch ourselves when we second-guess ourselves out of our best interest, out of what's helpful for us and what's not. So it's really helping us become consciously aware of what we're all doing anyway and what we're speaking into life, because speaking is a prayer, it's a spell, whatever word you want to use to define it, it is an active force that we put out into the world. And it's time to claim it from a place of empowerment, knowing that the whole world, we're all reflections of one another. We're all here at this time and space, with time and space. We're all here purposefully to be with one another. We don't have to categorize it and put it in a box and say that's it statically. It's really about allowing ourselves to be in this space of whatever is being called to come through us in that moment. I read once that the Aborigines used to, they don't call themselves one name throughout their whole life. They call themselves a name by whatever gift shows up through them. If they happen to be a good singer at the moment, somehow the name comes through a song. If that changes through time, that doesn't mean they're good at one thing. We're not only good at one thing, all of us. We're good at multiple things. Again, we're coming from this multiverse space. Time to be available for this multiverse space. It's time to be available for whatever wants to come to us in the moment. Gratefully. And my new word is with appreciation. They're similar but different. If we appreciate ourselves, we hold ourselves in high esteem. If we appreciate the world around us, we hold the world around us in high esteem. If we appreciate our source, we hold our source in high esteem. And it's, we build it, and that's what we're doing. We're being built from the inside out, and it's time to allow ourselves to be built from the inside out. Hmm. for our well-being and the well-being of the world around us. Anybody else have something they want to say? I feel this beautiful energy descending from the heavens again. It's different from before, but it just feels like this blessing coming down from the heavens, down through our energy, all of us. I love it. It's like I have goosebumps incredibly. Down through our energy, and then it just kind of, when it gets to the bottom, it's like a and that's how we end this session today, with all of that blessing and all of that energy and all of that spaciousness and availability and all of that whoosh. Nice. Again, you can tap that in if you want to. I'm tapping it in for us. But you can always tap it in for us too. Happy New Year, everyone.
Just wondering if it's possible you could expound a little for those to understand that it's okay that you don't understand or comprehend what you're hearing. Just breathe it in, trust the process, and it's the results that you observe and experience starting now, tomorrow, the days to follow, that are the most important.
Most important in what way? Can you expand on that? The most important in what way?
Well, there's just some people who need to understand every word that you're saying. And that's
but,
not what it's
Are you one of those
about.
People?
No.
Okay.
There's some people who are listening for the first time. Well, I don't understand. And just, you know, listen, breathe, and trust the process, and just observe whatever healings and balances your body, mentally, physically, or emotionally, I don't know how it's going to affect. It's up to you to observe the improvements that follow just from participating in this hour together and the group thing for us who've been, you know, doing the Parama and stuff for a long time. It's just, it's such a blessing. You know, anything is possible. Get into that event horizon, you know. But other people don't know what we're talking about when we say event horizon and a lot of the other stuff. It's okay if you don't understand. Just enjoy the benefits. Am I making sense? Okay. I'm asking for help, for clarification for the newbies.
Well, you are making sense. I'm going to ask anybody, if anybody doesn't understand or needs that clarification, to raise your hand. Otherwise, I'm just not going to assume that anybody doesn't understand it. So I'm just going to let them take it in. But you did kind of expand on that, so thank you. But I want to actually emphasize the most important is just being present for the moment and recognizing it's not a linear progression. It's just what I said, being available for life in the moment and knowing that you have the availability to bounce back, and it just can be simpler and easier if we are available for it. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I feel there's so many people at the moment have been saying, and I've been that myself, a deep space of feeling alone, and it feels, has been feeling necessary and important, and it feels like we are connecting all on a new level, and also being called to action. We've been tending to our wounds for so long, and to notice how what is happening in the world is really disturbing, to be disturbed by it, and to do whatever we can where we are to help with the awareness we have and to connect with people. So I really felt what you were saying and how you were connecting us through the light and the breath and the hands, and that was really beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tanya, expand on what you were talking about, being alone and it being necessary.
Expand on that?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? If it's a place of, it was just the last months as I've been feeling, or the last weeks especially, to really be out there and then retreat again, and to be really, I've never been so content in my just being with myself and not scared by it, and also wondering, wow, what is this? Wow, and it feels so peaceful. And I've heard many friends saying or writing to me, oh, I feel so alone. And it's like, oh, yeah, I feel that too. And it's a new, a different, or maybe we are feeling our isolation. I'm still sitting with that as well. And honoring this place. And it feels expanding. It feels expanding when I do nothing And then when I called to act. And there's never a nothing. There's all these
Thank
paradoxes.
You.
There's more in the nothing than in the doing, in the thinking that something is. So, yeah.
Thank you. That's why I wanted you to expand on that, Tanya. Thank you.
And really, it's dropping in with nature, because we are actually never alone. Now we can feel each other. If we go outside in nature, there's air. I mean, air is always around us. Every little plant, if we spend moments with that plant, there is so much in that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's also the expansion is also to expand my connection instead of with just one person, my partner or my kids. Oh no, there's millions of things out there, and I've done that before, but it's a deepening of that. It's a further expanding, and that's where I felt that too, the head opening. And lately when I've, or so long, whenever I do the reciprocals, I always feel more space. And then feeling the beauty of the body talk system, you know, this, we are all interconnected and everything affects us. And I've been feeling really Ayurveda, the science of life, and the balance that is there. I've been feeling that strongly the last few days, and then being shocked, oh, how could I have forgotten that again? And there's so many things we learn and then we forget. They stop being in our awareness for a while, and then we get out of balance maybe, and then we remember. And then it comes up that every experience we've had in our life is kind of still in us with the imprints. And then to move through that, like you said, with the, oh, what was that now? And then we're shifting. It feels more consciously aware what it means to ascend out of our depressed being and our suffering, so that we are ascending to actually be of service. Instead of being stuck here in our head and, oh, I've got these wounds and this, but to be ascended out of that so we can be really of service to life and love. Because there is a presence, and to be sitting with presence, and then what? Are we staying sitting in our walls, or where are we bringing this? It feels like now the shift, that we are just all waking up. Wow, we are awake now. We found God. We know who we are. We've healed. And now what? We can stop all this healing ourselves and doing this. And now we have to go out and do the work. That's what it feels like. All these illusions. Oh, this is how it's going to be when I have kids and I've got a family. But when you have them, it's work. Now I have my kids. Now they're here. I have a partner. Now it's like, okay, now living this, and I still see the old addiction. There are all these addictions of, oh wow, it was so nice to want all of that. So when we have all of this, then what? And this was beautiful. All your whole session to me spoke very deeply to that.
Lovely.
Yeah, and as you said too, sending this out to our families, our community, you know, as we sit in circle and have this light circulating between us, it really does go to everyone. It does matter also what we do if we are alone in our house, because it's like, wow, yeah. There's a light. There's something breathing. Oh, wow. And then it affects the whole earth everywhere.
Yes.
And to get this really deeper, because it does matter what we all do. And it matters even what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Every little bit matters. I used to think my thoughts were myself, and I could just think whatever I wanted to. And that's unfortunately not so anymore. So. Yeah. And I wonder, I like to bring in the yucca flowers. I have a lot of yuccas here in my garden. And they flower once a year around this time. They have this majestic white flower popping out of the top. And otherwise, they are just green and spiky. So they are just, once a year, they explode and show this beautiful flower. And then they just go back in. It shrivels up. And that was it. Until next year,
beautiful.
Maybe.
If they're still in bloom, post a picture on Facebook for all of us, please.
Yeah, I do that.
Thank you.
And it's like us. We don't always continuously have to bloom and flower. We can have just a month or a moment, and then, yeah.
The whole new relationship, or relating to time, with time.
Yeah. Natural time, dropping out, really dropping into natural timing. The multidimensional.
While playing in calendar time. While playing in
calendar time. Then at least we can celebrate Christmas and New Year's while playing in it.
Well, I kind of do that, but I kind of just do that just because everybody else is doing it. I think it's an ongoing thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and it matters also that we feel really well. Our bodies matter. So
yes.
For us to be in balance, we need to be well so that we can also help others. That comes first. And to really be plugged into life. Yeah, so I really felt that in your session. All what you said is really like a plugging us deeper in.
Yeah, deeper in.
Yeah.
Not about ascending outside the body. It's about ascending into our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, and so much has been that can be there, the tendency to wanting to go out. I think there was a misunderstanding for many people for a long time, all of us. Oh, we are ascending. We are going away. We are going up. But now comes the realization, oh, it actually means we are really dropping into our humanness. And that's confronting, that can be painful again until we are used to it, and we need resilience, like you said, for that. We need to build that muscle up to really live with the awareness that we are multidimensional and an infinite spirit and in our human body, in this life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And partly our bodies give us problems now because of the thoughts we had in the past. So if we can shift our thoughts, time can shift just as easily.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Okay.
So I'm sending you all lots of sunshine from Australia. We have the middle of the day. It's almost 12 o'clock, or it is now. And it's summer here. And, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. And on that note, I think we're going to end. Does anybody else have any questions? Is there something they need clarification from? And I'll just say Happy New Year all. Much love. Blessings and love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And by the way, you can, just a reminder, if you need any support, or if you have noticed a big shift, if anything new is coming up for you, please feel free to post it on the Facebook group page, or even on the New Moon Session website, but on the Facebook group page rather than the event page, Because that's a page where we can kind of all come together and support and nourish one another. Because we are all tribes. And we all have different tribes. And all these tribes don't have to be isolated from one another.
Yeah.
They can connect. And it's really kind of what it's about, too. It's time to be available and connect.
Yes.
So on that note, good night.
Thank you.
On that note, we separate. Goodbye.
On that note, we say good night.
Good night. Head to toe. Love the circle. Oh, the vision was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm going to add that before everybody hangs up is you. Anybody can do that. So use that imagery. Listen to this recording again. Use that spinning of the circle. It's a technique that we all have used for many years, and just use it. My friend Mark Youngblood has brought it to my attention. He uses it in his work, and it just it is. It's simple. It's easy. It's very powerful, and it works.
It amps it up.
It does. Thank you. I love you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, God.
Oh, and soon we have 5G, and then we are even more connected.
What? I'm not hanging up. I got tingles head to toe. It feels really nice, and I've had 3 glasses of water already.
Nice.
Oh, I love the light in the circle. Oh, my goodness. That felt so good.
Yes. Use it, because we're not connecting. As soon as we hang up, it doesn't matter. You can always run the light when you need to harmonize.
That is so true. And in sessions, it's really fun. After the fact, sometimes it's like a bean with a little hair that will come out of the bean and gently attach to the session that we're experiencing right now to draw from it whatever is best for whatever is going on in that current moment for whatever the session is calling for. It's magnificent to reuse the powerfulness that's been created this past hour.
It is, and I would rephrase the words for you. It's not about draw from or reuse. It's about tap in, and it's
thank
just
you.
A connection.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
It's not a taking. It's a,
no, no
it's,
we're not
it's
vampires.
A, it's a,
yeah.
No, it's very much about connecting and building upon rather than taking from.
Right. Pushing, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for saying that so that I could clarify that, because it's real.
Well, that's one of my intentions, is to be have more clarity in a sentence with choosing more appropriate words, such as what you just did. I want more of that. Polish up the silver.
Well, and if you have any questions about that, too, just, yeah, again, you can always come back to the page, and I will answer, or we can have a dialogue about it on the page. I really do want to grow this group in that way. Oh, that's okay. Well, send me an email. You have my email.
Yes. Okay.
And if you're okay with it, I will share our dialogue on the Facebook page for those who are.
That's fine.
Okay.
Whatever's best. I'm open to
great.
It.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Night. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.